我们今天要看一段的圣经，就是约翰福音第八章。
Today we will look at a passage in Scripture. It is John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章，我们只看一节的经文，就是在25节。
We shall look at verse 25 in John 8.
这一次的主题叫盼望的烟雨。
The theme of this conference is the reason for hope.
也可以说盼望的理由。
And also, same meaning is that the reason for our hope.
我们来看约翰福音第八章的25节。
Let's look at verse 25.
这里说，他们就问他说，你是谁？耶稣对他们说，我就是从起初所告诉你们的。
They said to him, who are you? Jesus said to them, even what I have told you from the beginning.
我再念一遍，他们就问他，就问主耶稣说，你是谁？耶稣对他们说，就是我从起初所告诉你们的。
Let me repeat.They said to him, who are you? Jesus said to them, even what I have told you from the beginning.
这一句话
This passage
有一个问题，就是说有人来问耶稣说，你是谁？
There's the question. They said to him, who are you?
这个问题是在差不多2000年前当时人对耶稣所发的问题。
This question has been asked 2000 years ago.
一直到如今还有千千万万的人在不同的时间不同的环境里面在问这个问题，到底耶稣是谁？
Even until today, there are still people asking, who is Jesus?
在不同的文化背景里面，仍然在寻找这个答案，耶稣到底是谁？
In various culture, there are still people asking, who is Jesus?
所以可见的这个问题很严重。
So we can see that this question is very important.
也可以说这个问题值得人去思考的。
And so it means that this question is worth our time to think about.
因为我们今天的这个主题叫做盼望的理由或者烟雨。
Because in this conference, the theme is the reason for hope.
盼望的烟雨。
So hope, the reason for our hope.
那么什么是基督徒的盼望？
What is hope?
很多人认为基督徒的盼望就是来生的盼望，永生的盼望。
A lot of Christians thought that Christian hope means the hope for eternal life.
对不对呢？是的，对的。
Is it right? Yes, it's correct.
我们所传讲的就是那一个永远的盼望。
Our message is the eternal life.
是属灵的盼望。
It's the hope for spiritual life.
是属天的盼望。
It's the hope for divine hope.
是灵界的盼望。
It's the hope of our spiritual life.
那不是单单物质上面的盼望。
It's not just the hope of our material.
也不是单单精神的盼望。
It's not only just spiritualism.
所以假使我们所传的所相信的是关乎到永恒的问题的话。
So if our message of sharing is eternal life.
那么我们今天考虑思想基础，就到底这个盼望是不是真正可靠的、可信的，有没有理由的，可以不可以建立在理性上面的。
So today we must spend our time to meditate whether our hope is based on a logical reason.
很多人的盼望是一种幻想。
A lot of people's hope is based on imagination.
是自己创造的一种空中楼阁。
It's the self-created abstract imagination.
那么我们的信仰是不是也是在这一部分里面的呢？
So is our hope within this fantasy?
如果是的话，
If it is,
那么我们就好像保罗说，我们今天就比众人、比世人更可怜了。
Then as St. Peter said, we will be there like a fool.
所以我们就会像保罗这样讲到，我们就比众人更可怜了。
Then we are much more pitiful than a lot of people.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到今天我们讲到我们有永生的盼望，永恒的盼望。
Brother and sister, today we have eternal hope.
我们也不要需要人家来得到这个盼望。
And we also want other people to have this.
同时能够经历到这个盼望的真实性在他们生活里头。
And also hope that they will experience this hope in their life.
那么今天问题就在这里，就是我们所相信的这一位耶稣到底是谁呢？
So the question is, who is Jesus?
他能不能给我们这个真的盼望呢？
Can he give us this true hope?
他所讲的盼望，我们所相信的盼望，是不是可以用理智去分析的呢？
The hope that he gives us, can we analyze it by reason?
所以我觉得这个问题问得非常好，他们就问他说，你是谁？
So I think this question is a very good question. Who are you?
你是谁？
Who are you?
让我能够把我整个的永远的生永生盼望都放在你身上，你到底是谁？
Can I trust myself in him?
他们耶稣怎么回答他们呢？
So how does Jesus answer?
耶稣对他们说，就是我从起初所告诉你们的。
Jesus said, even what I have told you from the beginning.
好，我们来分析一下到底耶稣是谁。
So let us analyze who he is.
头一件事。
First,
有人说这个耶稣是黑人的。
Some people said that Jesus is a black person.
有一次我从 Princeton 的一个神学生在我家里谈到神学问题的时候。
One time a student from a theological school asked me,
we were discussing about theology, 我们在讨论神学问题的时候。
We are discussing about theology.
那么我说你在 Princeton 念什么东西啊？
I asked him, what are you studying?
他说我在念 Black Jesus, 黑耶稣啊。
He said, I'm studying Black Jesus.
我说为什么你不是研究 Yellow Jesus 要好一点呢？
So I asked him, why are you studying Yellow Jesus?
那把 Black 改成 Yellow 不是好一点吗？我们中国人嘛。
So I said that, isn't it better to change Black into Yellow?
那么你 White 不接受还是念 Black 的话 Yellow 可以找一个买个画上去好了。
So I said, well, if you can study Black Jesus, you can also study about Yellow Jesus.
我们看到耶稣到底是黑的呢，是黄的，是白的呢？
So who is Jesus? Is he black, yellow, or white?
然后反过来问说，耶稣是中国人呢？
Is Jesus Chinese?
很多中国人说，为什么耶稣不生在中国，做中国人好一点呢？
A lot of people ask, why isn't Jesus born a Chinese?
因为什么？耶稣不生在中国。
No, Jesus is not Chinese.
因为在地理上呢不对，在地理 geographical 上面讲，在地理上面的 geographical。
They said that it's not fair that Jesus is born in Israel.
我的意思说，在这个地理上面 geographical 是不正确的位置，所以耶稣不生在中国大陆。
Geographically, China is not located in the correct position. That's
right. 为什么呢？因为中国不是在世界的中心呀。
Because China is not in the middle of the world.
耶稣是不是中国人？耶稣不是中国人。
Jesus is not Chinese.
耶稣是犹太人。
Jesus is Jew.
犹太国家多大呢？
How big is Israel?
犹太国像纽约那么大，差不多像纽约那么大。
Israel is as big as New Jersey.
耶稣是生在巴勒斯坦的一个人。
Jesus is born in Palestine.
那么他是一个童贞女生的。
He's born by a virgin.
他弟子妹，他是犹太人吗？是犹太人。
Brother and sister, is he a Jew?
生在一个小国家里面。
Born in a very small country.
为什么今天有这么多人来相信这个犹太人呢？
Why is it that there are so many people believe in him today?
想想看，为什么我把我的生命奉献给这个犹太国的一个犹太人呢？
Why must we trust our life in him?
理由是什么？
What is the reason?
是不是说他是一个犹太人，所以就值得我的敬拜，我的奉献呢？
Is it because he's a Jew, that's why I must worship him?
很多人以为犹太人很聪明，对，他们很聪明的，他们做生意的。
So a lot of people thought that he's very intelligent.
所以他们的生意经很懂的，每一次总是一块九毛九，一块九毛九，两块九毛九，三块九毛九，好像还是在两块钱里面，其实呢，已经三块钱少几分钱而已。Okay, forget about it. Alright. 换句话说，他们的经济学非常懂的。
That the Jews are very smart in economy.
所以他们是不是因为这个缘故叫我们要相信他，去佩服他呢？
Is it because of that reason that we must trust in him?
不是的，不是的。
Well, brother and sister, that's not the reason.
我今天不会把我自己整个生命奉献给这个犹太人。
Well, today I will not trust my life in him.
若是他是单单犹太人的话，
If he's only a Jew,
我不愿意把自己奉献给他的。
That I will not trust him. Just for that.
我是中国人。
Brother and sister, I'm Chinese.
我若是要敬拜还是相信的话呢，我不如找一个中国的一个宗教家来敬拜来相信。我不愿意找一个外国的人呢来崇拜他，并且来传扬他，不愿意这样做。
Because I'm a Chinese, I would much rather choose the Chinese to believe in and worship than to choose a person from another nation.
但是为什么我今天把自己摆上？
But why is it that I lift up myself today?
等一下我告诉你的理由好了。
Well, I'll tell you the reason later.
第二件事情。
The second reason.
主耶稣是不是木匠？
Is Jesus a carpenter?
对，他在年轻的时候还没出来传道的时候呢，他是跟着爸爸在一起，那么做木匠。
Yes, before his public ministry, he was a carpenter.
那因此呢，我们今天这么多有学问、有知识的人来寻找一个木匠吗？
But is it because so many of us who are so well educated, do we believe in just a carpenter?
难道我们今天所祷告的是就这个木匠吗？
Is it that our prayer is directed toward this carpenter?
我想他是应该要超过木匠，才值得我们把自己完全的摆上，或者相信他。
I think that he must be beyond a carpenter for us to worship him that way.
而且这个木匠已经死了差不多2000年了。
And also that this carpenter has been dead for 2,000 years.
同时很可怜，这个木匠被挂在十字架上钉死了。
And very unfortunately, he was crucified.
同时这个木匠不是有钱木匠，是穷的木匠。
And also this carpenter is not wealthy, he's poor.
为什么你信靠他？
Then why must we trust in him?
为什么你把这个周末分别出来，为着这个聚会来听这个木匠，来求告他，来相信他？
Why must we set out this weekend and come and seek for him?
我觉得他不只是木匠，他超过木匠。
So I believe that he's beyond a carpenter.
有一个政治家、宗教家在一个晚上来找耶稣。
There's a politician as well as a religious leader who came to seek for Jesus.
他说我在观察你的这些行动作为的时候，我发现到你当然是从上帝所差来的一位老师、教师。
He said that as I observe your work, I believe that you must come from the Father.
他的观察对不对呢？
Is his observation correct?
部分的对。
Partially correct.
不是完全对。
Not completely correct.
他不只是单单是神那边差来的，他是神三位一体本身的一位。
That Jesus is not only a messenger from God, he is part of the Trinity.
他是一个老师吗？
Is he a teacher?
他是一个非常有名的老师。
He's a very famous teacher.
圣经告诉当他起来讲道的时候呢，有万人呢在那边听他讲道。
Scripture said that when he preached,thousands and millions of people.
他没有什么学问，没有什么学问。
He doesn't have any
education
because he's a carpenter.
他没有学位。
He has no degree.
他的学位不如我们当中几个人的学位，完全没有的。
He has no degree.
但是今天他所教导的，比希腊的哲学家所留下的信息更感动人，更多的力量改变人的生命。
He has no degree, but yet his teaching, thousands of people come to believe in him.
弟兄姊妹，他是一个老师，那不仅是个老师。
That he's not only a teacher.
我相信，若是他是一个老师，为了他的教学非常有智慧的话呢，我想我们中国有很多很有名的老师的教师，我们可以效法他们的。
That if he's only a teacher, then there are a lot of Chinese teacher who is even better than him.
为什么我中国人去听一个犹太人的文化的一个很有名老师的教导我们呢？我不是听我们中国人的文化来教导我们，不是好一点吗？
So isn't it better for me to go and listen to a Chinese instructor than to a Jewish instructor?
有谁在我们当中把小孩子送在犹太教的学校去念书？有没有？没有。
Anyone of us here who would send our children to a Jewish school?
但是我们很多时候把我们的小孩子送到中文学校去念书去。
But yet, a lot of us send our children to a Chinese school.
我们的教会最近办了一个中文学校，在两个学期里面差不多有80个小孩子了。
Recently, our church has set up a Chinese school, and in two sessions, there are about 80 students.
他们的父母亲都希望他们懂得一些中国的文化。
That their parents all hope that the child would learn some Chinese culture.
因此，我们今天来这里读圣经。
Well, brother and sister, we are here today to study the scripture.
来听到。
To listen to the
gospel. 这些都是很多是犹太的文化。
That a lot of this message are from Jewish culture.
照理来讲。
That supposedly.
我们在这个西方的文化里头。
That in this Western culture,
我们已经很少跟中国的文化接触了，因为已经脱了相当的距离。我们应该多有机会跟中国文化接触，为什么跑来听讲道而讲犹太人的老师耶稣基督呢？
In the fact that we live in the Western world, we should go and study and pursue our Chinese culture rather than to come here and listen to a Jewish culture.
所以我们看到这个缘故，这里告诉我们，耶稣不仅是个老师，是个教师。
So from this reason, Jesus is more than just an instructor.
弟兄姊妹，有一个妓女，她可以说是不名誉的女人呢。她有五个丈夫。
That the brother and sister, there's a woman who has five husbands.
有一天呢，在这个井边打水。
That one day she was beside a well.
耶稣遇见她。
When Jesus saw her.
耶稣说：“请你把水给我喝。”
Jesus said, "Give me water, please."
那个女人很奇怪，为什么你叫我给水给你喝呢？
So the woman was very surprised that Jesus would ask her
water. 因为她是外国人呢，撒玛利亚人呢。
Because she is a Samaritan.
当他们谈话之后，
After their conversation,
那么这个耶稣跟这个女人讲，
Jesus said to this woman,
你去告诉你丈夫一道来喝呢，拿这个水来喝。
That you go and fetch your husband.
啊，她说我没有丈夫啊。
She said I have no husband.
也就是说你没有丈夫，这已经有五个，现在别人丈夫也拿过来了。
She said, Jesus said, you have said correctly that you have five husbands and now you are trying to get someone else's husband.
啊，这个女人听了就很奇怪啊。
After she heard it, she's very surprised.
哎，这个人好像是先知来的。
That she thought that he's the prophet.
所以对她的观念来讲，这个人可以把我的历史背景都告诉我的话呢，我做过什么事都告诉我的话，可能他就是先知的。
So for this woman, she thinks that because Jesus could recite her history, that he must be a prophet.
他是不是先知呢?
Is he a prophet?
对,他讲了好多语言呢。
Yes, he's a prophet. He knows a lot of language.
并预言,
he knows a lot of prophecy.
那他预定了, 预言了好多事情。
That he has predicted a lot of events.
那些事情都发, 都应验出来了。
That this events has come true.
所以呢,这个回教人来看耶稣,是把他当作一个先知来看他。
So this woman look at him as a prophet.
很多的回教徒也看他是先知一样。
A lot of Muslims also observe him as a prophet.
在近代里面，很多在美国的预言家。
A brother and sister, today in America, there are a lot of prophets.
为什么我们要回到这个差不多两千年前的一个人来敬拜他？因为他是个先知呢。
Why must we believe in a prophet who's lived 2,000 years ago?
弟兄姊妹，他不只是一个先知。
Brother and sister, he's not just a prophet.
他是有人想说他是个罪人。
Some people said that he's a sinner.
对，有人在当时代说耶稣是个罪人。
Yes, at his time, there are people who said that Jesus is a sinner.
为什么他说他是罪人呢？
Why did they say that he's a sinner?
因为他说啊，你们若看见我的话，就看见了上帝。
Because Jesus said, when you see me, it's like seeing the Father.
奇怪不奇怪？这样讲，你看见我就看见上帝。
So he's saying that when you see me, then you are seeing God.
好，我举个例子来讲。
So、for example.
当我说这句话之后，你想我是怎么一个人呢？
When I say something like that, how would you look at think about me?
Okay, 说什么？我说，若是你看到我的话，就看见孔夫子了。
If I said, if you see me, then you are like seeing Confucius.
你什么想法？
What do you think of?
你什么反应？
What sort of reaction would you have?
若是你看见我的话呢，你就看见孔夫子了。
So if you see me, you are like seeing.
我不敢说你看见我就看见上帝了，我就看见孔夫子就好了。
I won't dare to say that you see when you see me, you are like seeing God.
啊，哎，但是主耶稣怎么讲？你看见了我的话，你就看见上帝。
But yet Jesus said, when you see me, it's like seeing God.
所以当时人说这个人说前往的话是一个罪人的。
So the people at his time say that he's a lunatic.
他们怎么想他呢？
How do they think of him?
他说这个人呢，这是轻视你呀。
So this person is just a sinner.
你怎么可以这样讲说看到你就看见上帝呢？
How can you say that when I see you that I'm seeing God?
这个人呢，疯狂得很。
That this person must be a crazy.
还有耶稣怎么讲？
So what has Jesus said?
他说我与上帝是同等的。
That I'm equal with God.
弟兄姊妹，若是我今天假设我与总统是同等的话，你怎么讲法？怎么讲？
Well, then sister, if I said I'm equal with president,
我想你这个人根本懂的，根本不听我讲话的。
So if you heard me say something like this, you probably just go.
你说这个人呢，更不讲理的了。
That this person is out of his mind.
连这个普通常识都不懂的。
That such a common reason he doesn't even understand.
我记得在第一次我到英国去讲道的时候。
I remember when I was at England.
那么我就到英国伦敦大学去敲门，要请中国学生来听道。
That I was at London University, knocking at the doors and asking Chinese students to come and listen.
呀，有一个中国学生就跑出来。
There's a Chinese student.
那么他台湾来的
who came from Taiwan.
那么他是中山奖学金来念法律的
he came to England to study law.
那么我敲门之后
after I knock at the door, he opened.
他就说你要做什么事？
What do you want? He asked me.
我说我要劝你来听道。
I said I want you to come and listen to the gospel.
这几天我们在伦敦有布道会有聚会。
That this couple of days we have evangelical meeting.
他说听什么道？
He said, what sort of a religion? I said, to listen to the scriptures.
他说你们是基督教是不是？
He asked me, are you Christian?
啊，我说我们是基督教。
I said, yes, we are Christianity.
那么在门口那几分钟里面，可以给我说一生当中一个最大的一个启发我的思想的，他说什么话呢？
At that moment, my conversation with him can be said that is a turning point of my life.
It's a stimulating
state. Stimulating.
啊，他说呢，你们这个基督教是轻视你的。
He said your Christianity is
轻视你不话说的啊。哎，他说呢，你们是劝人家这一个，你们是这个什么讲道呢不讲理的宗教。
He said Christianity is unreasonable.
你们是。讲道，但是呢，不讲理的一种信仰。
He said you preach a religion, but you do not preach reasons.
我说什么意思呢？为什么你把这个道理分开讲呢？
I asked him why.
是 是不是因为我今天敲门的时候没有先打电话通知你？很抱歉，这个是我的错。
I said, is it because I have when I knock at the door, I didn't call you first?
他说不是这个缘故。
He said no.
他说你们叫人家听到你们牧师讲道，但是呢不讲道理的，我说什么地方不讲道理呢？到底？
He said to you, the preachers asked us to listen to gospel, but they never explained the reason.
他说你们欺侮自己就在这里，因为你们说不信耶稣就下地，信耶稣上天堂，这叫欺侮自己，不讲理的。
He said that because the preacher said if you don't believe in Jesus, you will go to hell, and that is very unreasonable.
啊，所以他就把这个道跟理呢分开来讲。
So he separate religion and reason.
那弟兄姊妹朋友们呢
？Brothers, sisters, and friends.
今天我们所传的道是不是不讲理的呢？
So is our gospel today based on reason?
我今天是讲道是讲理的呢
？Am I preaching a religion or am I preaching?
我的道是应该是在这个理由做我的基础啊。
My religion should be based on truth.
今天我们传扬这个真道。
Today when we share this gospel,
乃是建立在这个理智的上头。
It's found on reason.
今天有人说这是罪人的。
Some people today said that Jesus is a sinner.
因为他的话是太欺世理了。
That his what he said is unreasonable.
因为他要人家信他，不信他就下地，信他上天堂了，什么上天堂都可以的。
Because he said if people believe in him, they will go to heaven, otherwise they will go to hell.
那是不是耶稣是个罪人呢？
So is Jesus a sinner?
对，他被挂在十字架上。
Yes, he is because he was crucified.
当时人都看他像罪人一样的。
But the people at his time look at him as a sinner.
旁边两个强盗。
That the two persons beside him.
中间一个人被挂在那里。
That two persons beside him are criminals and he is in the middle.
那有人看中间那个人呢？是什么样的罪人呢
？So when they look at him, what they think of him?
他们认为这个人呢是疯狂的一个罪人呢。
That they think of him as a lunatic.
不讲理的一个罪人呢。
A criminal who is unreasonable.
你们信我的话，上天堂得救；不信我的话，完了，灭死亡了。
That well, if you believe in me, then you go to heaven; otherwise, you go to hell.
对，若是你去推敲这个理由的话呢，我想这个人呢可以说是最可怜的、最可恶的一个罪人呢。
So certainly, if you just look at that point.He must be very pitiful criminal.
弟兄姊妹，我们看，若是他是罪人的话，我们今天为什么信他呢
？Well, brother and sister, if he is a sinner, why do we believe in him?
刚才我们所讲的这些人的观点
，A while ago we discussed about various viewpoints.
是人对他的一部分的认识。
That is the understanding of a partial understanding of him.
其实他们没有完全把这位基督耶稣完全的看清楚，他到底怎么样一个人。
But those viewpoints, the people haven't really understand him completely.
有的人说他是个好人。
Some people said he's a good man.
什么好法呢？
What do they mean by that?
当他被挂在十字架上的时候。
When he's hung at the cross.
他怎么讲？
What does he say?
他说父啊，赦免他们呢。
He said, Father, please forgive them.
因为他们所做他们不知道。
Because they do not know what they're doing.
从这个祷告里面就感动了一个强盗说这个人真是好人呢。
Because of that prayer, he moved the heart of a criminal.
从那个祷告里面告诉我们说，他临死的时候呢，并没有咒诅那些地上人，还为他们祷告。这个时候他是义人的好人的。
So from his prayer, people said that even when he's close to death, he doesn't even grudge of us. He's asking the Father to forgive us.
那弟兄姊妹
，The brothers and sisters,
这个好人可以做到的。
That this type of good person can become.
你若要的话，你可以这样做的，没问题的。
If you want to, you could become like him.
若是我想办一个宗教的话
，If I want to start a religion,
我照他这样做好了，够了。
I could imitate him.
我就把他叫人家把我钉死好了。
I ask people to crucify me.
那把我钉死之后怎么样呢
？Then after I was crucified.
那么这时候我临时为他们祷告，哎呀，上帝啊，可怜这般人呐、啊，赦免他们，因为他们做的时候他们是无知的。好了。
Then when I'm dying, I would say, "Oh Father, please forgive them."
那么我就可以成名了。
Then after that, I will become famous.
不是遗臭万年的，乃是怎么样呢 ？OK， 弟兄姊妹，耶稣的祷告挂在十字架上，你我都可以做到的。
So brother and sister, his prayer at the cross, you and I could imitate.
假使这个祷告。他所做的这几件事情能够叫人家在今后的日子里面永远纪念他的话那个工作呢很值得我们去思想做的
So if it is because of that prayer that caused millions of people to believe in him that it's worth our time to meditate on it
但是我们是不是因为这个缘故我们信他呢
So is it because of that reason that we believe in him
不是的
No.
我是因为这个缘故把自己奉献给他。不是的。
It's not only because of this reason that I lift myself up to him.
最后一件事告诉我们说。
So from this event,
耶稣是基督，是永生上帝的儿子。彼得告诉我们的。
That Jesus is the Christ, the only begotten Son of God.
对不对？他是基督，永生上帝的儿子。
That brother and sister, he's Christ, he's the only begotten Son of God.
换句话说，耶稣犹太人吗？是，他是犹太人，生在犹太国。耶稣是木匠吗？是，他几十年的日子里面做木匠。
Yes, he's a Jew, and yes, he's a carpenter.
他是老师吗？对，他教了好多人。
Yes, he's also a teacher.
他是先知吗？是，他讲了很多的话，都应验了在历史里面。
Yes, he's also a prophet because all the events that he predicts.
他是罪人吗？不是罪人的。
Is he a sinner? No, he's not a sinner.
除非你知道他之外，否则你以为他罪，他不是罪人的。
Unless you know him, you will not understand that he's not a sinner.
他是好人吗？
Is he a good person?
他是好人。
Yes, he's a good man.
但是他不只是好人。
That he's not only just a good man.
他是上帝的独生子。
He is the only begotten Son of God.
他是三位一体上帝的第二位。
That he is part of the Trinity. He's the second.
他是完全的神，他是完全的人的。
Brother and sister, he's completely God, and he's also completely man.
他有两个性，一个是人性，一个是神性。
That he has two natures. One is divine, and one is human.
很奇怪，夫子，我今天不是跟你讲圣经，讲科学啊。不过你注意到一件事情，耶稣说，我就是世界的光啊。
Brother and sister, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world.
我是世界的光，跟从我的不在黑暗里面走。
That I'm the light of the world. Whoever follow me will be free from darkness.
你想一想看，光怎么解释呢？
So, let's think about what is light.
你怎么去解释光呢？
How do you explain light?
什么是光的定义呢？
What is the definition of light?
他们说，有的时候是 particle, 有的时候是 wave.
They said light sometimes is particle and sometimes is wave.
啊，有的科学讲说，礼拜一、礼拜三、礼拜五是 wave, 可能是礼拜二、四、礼拜六、礼拜二、四、六啊，是 particle.
Some people said that Monday, Wednesday and Fridays are particles, Tuesday, Thursday and Saturdays are wave.
它这个光怎么两个的解释的？
So there's two definitions for light.
两种不同的表现。
That there's two manifestations of light.
这里告诉我们什么？主耶稣基督是完全的神性，完全的人性。
So from here, it says that Jesus is completely divine and also completely human.
如果是今天主耶稣单单是只有人性的话呢？亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹，我今天不见传道，我马上收回我的奉献。
Brother and sister, if Jesus is only human, then I would not be standing here and preach.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他的知识是有限的，他的话也是有限的。
Because his knowledge, there's a limitation to it.
今天我们的电脑他不懂的。
That he doesn't understand today's computer.
但是圣经里面的话，我告诉你，奇妙的奇妙。
But however, the words in the scriptures are very wonderful.
圣经里面所讲的话，实在是古往今来世人所不能够说的话，因为他是从神创造者的眼光来说、来做、来行的。
The scriptures are timeless because the words are from God.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见主耶稣是完全的神，完全的人。
So brother and sister, we see that Jesus is completely God and also completely man.
你说为什么他需要有完全神、完全人呢？
So you ask, why is he completely God and also completely human?
如果是他不是完全的人的话，他就不知道你今天所经历痛苦什么，他不了解你痛苦的。
If he's not completely human, he will not understand the suffering that we are going through.
他就不知道你家庭问题在哪里了。
He will not understand the problems in your family.
他不了解你情绪的这个问题在哪里的。
That he would not understand your feeling.
他也不能够懂得你眼泪为什么要流的。
That he would not understand why do you cry.
他也不知道那种挨饿疾病的痛苦在哪里。
That he would not understand the feeling of hunger.
弟兄姊妹，他的爱呢是种空洞的空洞的理论在里头。
That his love is
空洞的理论啊 ，is empty reason.
Is empty reason.
那么这里告诉我们，主耶稣基督必须是完全的人呢。
So from the scripture, we know that Jesus must be totally human.
还有，他是完全的神。
He's also totally God.
他若不是完全的神的话
，If he's not completely God,
他就不能够救你脱离永远的沉沦，不能够救你的。
If he's not completely God, he cannot save you from your sin.
你想想看一下。
So, brother and sister, let's think.
2000多年前，一个人被挂在十字架上。
That 2000 years ago, this person who was crucified.
你说这个是一个肉体的刑罚而已。
You said this is just a physical punishment.
但是呢，若是你知道他是上帝的话，被挂在那边的话。
But if you understand that he's God.
所以他的死呢是不受时间空间限制的。
That his death is timeless.
所以如果他是犹太人的话，
if you are Jew,
他是犹太人的话，
if he's a Jew,
他就单单为犹太过，犹太过称他做国父。
Then he would only be dying for the
犹太的国家称他做国父可以这样做。
Then the Jews can say that he's the father of the nation.
但是呢，他不是那个国家国父。
But he's not the father of a Jewish nation.
他是全世界人的救主。
He's the savior of the whole world.
他不但是犹太人、中国人，所有世上生在地上人的救主。
He's not only a Jew or a Chinese. He's the whole world's savior.
因为他的死呢，是以神的地位来代替人死的。
Because his death is representation of God's death.
所以当他被挂在十字架上的时候
，So when he's crucified,
当不单单他肉体被挂在那里的。
That is not just his flesh.
他以上帝的地位为我们到永远的这一个沉沦地方去代替我们受刑罚了。
That his death represents the death of God for us.
所以当他在那个三天挂在十字架上，不对不起，三天在坟墓里面的时候
，So when he's in the tomb for three days,
他到哪里去呢
？Where was he？
他到地里面去了。
He went into hell.
为我们受刑罚了。
That he take a punishment upon him.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个奥秘，我不懂的。
This is a very mysterious a mystery.
因为上帝是灵啊。
Because God is the spirit.
上帝的灵是不死的。
That God's spirit never dies.
怎么可能这一位上帝呢？结果为我们竟然为我们下地狱，永远的死的，然后再起来呢
？So if the spirit cannot die, so how can God die for us and then be resurrected?
这是一个奥秘。
This is a mystery.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister,
我们的理智没有办法去完全了解的。
That our understanding cannot totally comprehend it.
他怎么可能永远的下地又起来呢
？How can he become dead eternally and also be resurrected?
但是我们知道一件事情。
But we understand one thing.
他真的为我们死了。
That he's truly died for us.
所以呢，上帝差他来到这个世界上，就是完成这个救赎的工作。
So God's mission for him is to complete this salvation.
弟兄姊妹，若他是一个人的话
，If he'sa human,
他不能够做到这方面。
He cannot accomplish.
我们只能称他做老师，伟大的老师。
We can only look at him as a famous instructor.
你可以说他是一个好人
，or a good man.
非常好的一个先知，你可以这样说。
Or a very good prophet.
或者是说有名望的一个木匠。
And also a very famous carpenter.
或者是一个聪明的犹太人。
Or a very intelligent Jew.
啊，弟兄姊妹。
But brother and sister,
很奇怪的一件事，今天竟然在全世界有那么多的地方的不同的人文化背景人都相信这个被犹太人钉死的耶稣做他的救主，这是个很奇妙的事情。
But yet a very wonderful thing happened today, that is people from all over the world believe in this person.
而这个奇妙不是自圆其说，或者说这个奇妙不是因为人去想出来的一种的谬论。
That this wonderful message is not imagined by man.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们看见。
Brother and sister, we see today.
盼望的烟雨，将来的盼望，永恒的盼望。
That this eternal hope, the reason for this eternal hope.
是我们信仰的内容啊。
Is
the content of faith.
Content of our faith.
我们相信有人死了之后要到永远的国度那里去。
That we know that a person must die.
他要到永远的国度那里去。永远的国度
to enter into the eternal kingdom.
那么到底我们能不能在现在的生活里面经历到它真真实在在的是可信可靠的呢？
That in today's life, can we really experience His truth?
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
我们讲耶稣为我们做了什么事情？
We ask, what did Jesus do for us?
弟兄姊妹，他为我们的罪担当我们的刑罚。
That He's taken up our sin upon Him.
中国人呢，对这个罪字啊，最喜欢跟人家辩论的。
That Chinese people like to discuss about sin.
他们认为呢，这个基督教把人画在这个罪的圈子里头啊，他们很不舒服的。
That they think that Christianity has put man within the circle of sin.
所以我上个礼拜到加拿大讲道的时候
，So when last week when I was up in Canada,
有一个年轻人他说在教会里面听了好几年了。
A teenager came and speak to me that he has listened to the gospel for a couple of years.
但他不能够接受。
But he cannot accept it.
所以我讲完道之后，他跟我谈。
So after I preach, I talked to him.
他说：“为什么你们讲说我们是罪人呢
？”He said, "Why do you say that we are sinners?"
我没有放火，我没有杀人呢。
That I haven't committed any crime.
我说你把这个罪的定义弄错了。
I said you have misunderstood the word sin.
所以你说你是个好人，不是个罪人。
So that's why you said you are a good person and not a sinner.
我说我也没有杀过人呢。
I haven't killed a person.
对，我偷过钱呢。
Yes, I have stealed.
但是我没有杀过人的。
But I've never killed.
我没有放过火的。
I've never set fire.
那弟兄姊妹，今天是不是因为我没有做过这几件在我脑筋里面所想的这个罪的话，我就不是罪人呢？
So is it because I haven't commit those crimes that I'm not a sinner?
弟兄姊妹，圣经说没有一个人不是罪人的。
Brother and sister, the scripture said none of us are not sinners.
当上帝讲说没有一个人不是罪人的时候，他怎么讲法？什么意思呢？用什么观点来说你是罪人的？
What does God mean when he said all of us are sinners?
弟兄姊妹，罪呢可以分成两方面。
Brother and sister, you can look at sin in two aspects.
罪一方面是动机的问题，一方面是动作的问题。
One is our motive and one is our action.
动机什么意思呢？
What does it mean by motive?
比方说我恨一个人。
For example, if I hate a person.
这是态度的问题，内在问题，是心理的问题，动机问题。
Hate is an attitude. It's a motive.
当你恨到一个人到个程度的时候，你会想杀他的。
When you hate a person to a certain degree, you would want to kill him.
所以呢，你杀人是因为你恨人先呢。
You want to kill a person because you hate him first.
若是你不恨他，你杀的话，你神经病的那是。
If you do not hate him and you kill him, you must be crazy.
所以呢，为什么很多人杀人之后呢，法官要找心理学家来判他一下，到底神经有正常不正常呢？
So why is it that when a person commit murder that the judge would have to see whether he is sane or not?
所以呢，我们看到一件问题，这里告诉一个正常人杀人的话呢，是因为他心里面先有嫉妒怨恨在里头，所以里面先存了不良的这个态度的时候呢，外面才能够表现出来。
So when a normal person killed another person, it must be because he hate that person first.
是这道理，这道理对的。
So this reason is correct.
为什么你偷东西呢？
Why do you want to steal?
好，除了因为你肚子饿之外的话呢，那叫你去偷东西来满足你的肉体的欲望的话，那另外说法，因为你贪心了才偷的。
Well, you want to steal when you're hungry, so that you satisfy your stomach. So you steal because of greed. Greed.
Okay. 没关系。简单句话说，里面的思想、意念带来外面的动作。
So.In another word, because of your attitude, it caused you to commit a certain action.
弟兄姊妹，为什么你犯奸淫呢？ Commit adultery.
Why do you commit adultery?
因为你的思想不干净。
Because your thoughts are dirty.
因为你看了太多肮脏的东西呢。
Because you have seen too many dirty things.
你为自己放了太多的物味的一些的食物在你脑筋里头。
That you have put too much garbage in your mind.
所以你就想去犯这些罪了。
So that's why you want to commit adultery.
今天上帝说人都是有罪的，他的意思并不是说人都去犯大罪，杀人犯我这个罪，他不是这样讲的。
So when God said we are all sinners, he doesn't mean that we are criminals like murder or set fire.
弟兄姊妹，动机的罪是神来管理，神来审查的，动作的罪是政府来管辖的。
So,The crime of our motives are judged by God, and the crime of our actions are judged by the government.
今天我们不敢去随便杀人放火，是因为我们知道有法律要裁制我们的。
Today we do not go around murdering people or set fire because we know that there are laws.
但是我们在思想、意念上面呢，拼命的犯罪，放出我们的想象。
But in our thoughts, we have commit endless sins.
在我们的内心里面，我们很多时候嫉妒人呢。
In our heart, so many times we're jealous about another person.
我们贪心。
We greed.
我们骄傲。
We are proud.
这些都是罪的。
All of this is sin.
今天这个世界的问题为什么到这个严重地步呢？
So why is that today there's so many problems in the world?
就是里面的问题不能解决的。
It's because the problem within us cannot be solved.
所以耶稣用话来表达很清楚的，圣经讲得很清楚。
So scripture, I have said it very clearly.
我们可以在一起吃饭。
That we can be together and eat.
外表看起来都很好的，平安的。
That from our appearance, that we look very peaceful.
但是我们底下用脚呢踢来踢去的。
But yet underneath the table, we kick each other.
啊，什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
外表看起来大家像君子一样一起吃饭。
That in the outside appearance, we seem like gentlemen.
那么暗地里话呢，彼此攻击了。
That within ourselves, we are.Want to attack one another.
所以我们看到君子犯罪跟小人犯罪不同的犯法。
So we see that the crimes that the gentleman commit is different from a crime that the uneducated person would commit.
学问越大的人呢，所犯的罪都是在意念跟动机上面。
A person who is well educated will commit sins in attitude.
那么比较没有学问的那些人呢，都是在外表行动上犯罪。
The people who are less educated commit crime in action.
所以孔夫子讲很对啊。
So Confucius said it very correctly.
他说人呢分成三等的。
That people are divided into three classes.
都是罪人咯。
All of them are sinners.
但是有三种不同的等级。
But that there are three levels.
一个是上等、中等、下等的。
Upper level, middle level, and lower level.
啊，当三等人在想杀人的时候。
That when these three classes of people want to kill another person.
动机一样，要杀人的。
That the motive are the same. They want to murder.
但是表达的方式不同。
But that the outside actions is different.
他说小人呢，杀人呢，用石头来砍你的、钉你的。
That the lower class people, when they want to kill, they would throw a stone.
这是下等人的。
That are the actions from the lower class.
那么中等人的杀人怎么样杀法呢
？The middle class people, how do they kill?
他不动刀不动手的。
That they do not committed by knife or by hand.
他是用口来杀人的。
That he killed another person by mouth.
那么这个是非常可怕的东西。
This is a very frightening thing.
这个舌头呢比刀更利的。
That our tongue is sharper than a knife.
那么在高一级的话，上等人呢
？So how about the upper class？
用笔头来杀你的。
That they kill another person by their pen。
我写一本书关于你的问题的话。
If I write a book about you。
那么你完了一辈子完了。
Then you are finished your whole life。
不但这一代、下一代、代代都完了。
That you are finished not only for this generation but for all generations to come。
我这一刀砍下去的话，写下来的话呢，那么你几十代都完了。
That if I write a book about you, that you will be completely。Wipe out for the rest of the generation.
人都是犯罪的。
Brother and sister, all humans are sinners.
不要看错了。
Don't misunderstand.
不要误会上帝的意思。
Don't misunderstand God's meaning.
神的意思说，人都是有罪的，不是犯相同的罪，而是人都是败坏，以自我做中心的。
That all men are sinners, not the same type, but that they are sinners because of their self-centeredness.
所以为这个缘故啊，每一个人都要死的。
So because of this sin that all men must die.
因为圣经告诉我们说，人人都犯了罪，那么都要死，那么死后呢就审判了。
That the scripture said all men are sinners and they must die, and after die they must face judgment.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们看见我们都是有罪的。
So brother and sister, we understand today that we are sinners.
你有意志说我不要犯大罪，但是你没有意志说我不可以不我不要犯罪，你们这个意志在讲的。
You have the determination not to commit big crimes, but you have no determination to not commit small crimes.
我记得当我在小孩做小孩子的时候。
When I remember when I was young.
啊，我很喜欢呢这个偷我姨母的钱。
That I like to steal.Money from my godmother.
我妈妈倒也不知道，今天我讲出来啊。
I'm pretty sure that my mother do not know that.
这个我姨母很有钱的。
Because my godmother is very wealthy.
My aunt. 那她很有钱的。那么我小的时候呢，没有爸爸，很小就没有，五岁就没有父亲的。
Because my father died when I was five.
所以我们相当穷啊。
So our family are very poor.
那么。我们的亲戚当中，我一家最穷的。
That among our relatives, our family are the poorest.
那姨母很多钱咯。
But my aunt is very wealthy.
所以每一次啊，她来到我家的时候。
So whenever she came to our house.
我就捡她的皮包一下。
Then I would look at her purse.
那么皮包若是20块钱的两三张，我就不动它。
If there's about two or three sheets of $20, I would not touch it.
为什么呢？她很容易发觉到。
Because why is because she would detect it too easily.
若是她换了几张小钱，一块一块的话，换了十几二十张换了，我就开始动了。
But if she has like a 20 or some $1 bills, then I would touch it.
我哪一张她不知道的。
If I take one, she won't notice.
那我的脑筋告诉我什么事呢
？So what does my mind tell me?
我的脑筋告诉我，你不要偷大张的，免得被他发现到。
So my thoughts tell me that don't take the big bills, but take the small one.
拿小张的她不知道。
If you take the smaller bill, she won't notice.
所以呢，我的理智告诉我，所以我手就动一块一块钱的，不动20块钱的。
So my logic tell me that to take $1 bills and not the $20. So brother and sister,
你有意志选择什么罪你要犯的。
You have the will to choose which kind of crime.
但是你没有意志选择说，我永远不犯罪，不可能这样做，不可能这样做的。
But you have not the will to say that you will never sin.
为这个缘故，上帝要差他独生子来到这个世界上，要救我们脱离这种犯罪的习惯。
Because of that reason, that's why God has sent His only begotten Son to die for us.
所以不单单耶稣为我们死了，惩罚为我们受了一些审判的。
So.
Jesus not only died for our sins,
他还要救我们脱离那种生活在罪的辖制的环境里头。
He have to free us from our sin.
弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
我信了主之后，我就不偷钱的。我信了主完之后，我不偷钱的。
After I became a Christian, I do not steal.
对，但是并不是我就不犯罪了。
But that doesn't mean that I do not commit any more sin.
我这一方面克服了行动的罪，我现在的慢慢克服我的动机跟意念上面的罪呀。
At first, I could avoid sin in actions, but now I'm learning to avoid sin in my actions.
虽然我的手没有去拿。
Even though I do not take it with my hand.
但是你们一样说，我的心也不要去贪，不要去想。
But that doesn't mean that my heart do not want to.
今天人就是生活在罪的辖制里头啊。
So today people live under the slave of sin.
所以什么？所以人都是痛苦的。
So all men are suffering.
弟兄姊妹，上帝爱你。
Brother and sister, God loves you.
因为上帝创造我们。
That He created us.
他知道我们在罪里面的罪的律捆绑我们，痛苦越来越深。他要救我们脱离这些痛苦。
He understands that we suffer from our sins.
所以他要救我们脱离这些。
So He must free us from it.
今天晚上。
Tonight.
你知道他是谁吗？
Do you know who He is?
他要来我们当中做我们的救主。
That He wants to come here and be our Savior.
救我们脱离罪恶的惩罚。
He wants to save us from our sin.
救我们脱离罪恶的捆绑。
He wants to save us from the bondage of sin.
然后解决你生活的一些问题。
And also help you solve the problems in your life. Brother and sister,
我告诉你，现在的社会非常的腐败。
That today's society is very corrupt.
家庭若是夫妻没有信主的话，
If in a family the husband and wife are not Christian,
若是能够保持五年的话，那是个 miracle 了。
That if they could maintain the marriage for 5 years, then it's already a miracle.
弟兄姊妹，
brother and sister,
这个罪恶已经腐败到各阶层的里面的人了。
That the sins have manifested itself in all levels.
耶稣来到这个世界上，
Jesus, when he came to the world,
要救你，要救我。
He wants to save you and he wants to save me.
他能够救我。
He can save me.
他已经救了我。
He already saved me.
他今天要救你。
Today he wants to save you.
你注意听一下。
Please pay attention.
若是他能够赦免你的罪的话，
If he can forgive your sin,
若是他能够除尽你良心的一些的良心的这种指责的话，
If he could cleanse you from your conscience,
那弟兄姊妹，他还有什么事情不能做的？还有什么事情不能做的？
What can he not do?
世界上有那一个人可以说我来赦免你的罪，洗净你不义呢？有谁可以这样说？有谁可以这样做的？
How can there's anybody in this world who could do that? Who could accomplish the mission of freeing you from your sins?
这是我21年来在美国所研究的一个中心的思想，就是谁能够救我，像耶稣救我？我找不到一个人。
For these 20 years, it is study that who could save me from my sins like Jesus.
亲爱的朋友，没有了。
My dear friends, there's none other.
为这个缘故，我放弃我中国的宗教信仰，我到寻找这个基督耶稣，永生上帝的儿子。
Because of that reason, that's why I left my tradition and come and believe in Christ.
我们的家庭是佛教的家庭。
My family are Buddhists, were Buddhists.
但是我相信基督耶稣。
But I believe in Christ.
因为他是真神。
Because he's the true God.
他是永远的王。
He's the eternal King.
他爱我，为我舍己。
That he loves me and he sacrificed himself for me.
他赦免我的罪。
He forgives my sin.
他改变我的生命。
He changed my life.
他满足我的需要。
He fulfilled all my need.
他使我做一个新造的人。
He caused me to become a new creature.
他挪去我一切良心的亏欠。
That he take away all my conscious.
Get on my conscience. Begin. 他满足我物质上的需要。
He also satisfied my material need.
亲爱的朋友，
Dear friends,
这是我们相信的理由。
This is the reason for our hope.
也是我们盼望的理由。
And also the reason for our eternal hope.
若是我今天能够经历到他是真实可靠的话，
If I could experience today his truth,
那么将来没有问题了。
Then in the future there's no problems.
我举个例子就做结束。
I will conclude with an example.
年轻人在找对象的时候，
That in young people when they're looking for a partner,
那么我就问他，
I ask them,
你有两个女朋友，你要选择哪一个？
That you have two girlfriends, who would you choose?
他说我要选择第一个。
He said I choose the first one.
我说为什么不要第二个呢？
I ask why not the second.
他说第一个待我很好。
Because the first person treated me very good.
怎么好法呢？
How good.
常打电话给我。
Because she always called me.
还要替我烫衣服。
And also iron my clothes.
还要煮东西给我吃。
Also cook for me.
那么常常给我联络。
And also always keep in contact.
帮我做很多事情。
Also help me a lot.
那么第二个呢？
How about the second one?
偶尔打电话。
Oh, she called me occasionally.
没有什么特别的表现。
She doesn't really show herself
very much. 我喜欢第二个。
I like the second one.
但是第二个的表现不如第一个。
But the second person doesn't treat me as well.
所以呢，我盼望，我想，大概我要结婚的话，大概是第一个很容易，第二个还是很难的，不敢讲。
So, if I want to marry, I would probably marry the first one.
他为什么这样告诉我？他可能跟第一个结婚呢，不能跟第二个结婚呢
？Why does he tell me that he would marry the first and not the second?
他把那个盼望的理由告诉我。
Because he tell me his reasons for his hope.
就是因为他第一个的表现多过第二个。
Because the first person loved him more.
他可以在生活里面体验到他真的喜欢他。
Because he could experience her love in his life.
今天为什么我们信耶稣
？So why do we believe in Christ today?
他死了两千年了。
He have died 2,000 years.
我们还信他，还传他讲他。
That we still believe in him and preach him.
因为我在生活里面体验到他与我同在，他解决我生活的问题，他满足我心灵的需要。
Because Christ, in my life, I experienced Christ's love that He fulfilled all my need and He fulfilled all my spiritual need.
他每一句话都应验在我的身上。
That His every words come true in my life.
所以我相信，将来那个永远生命是真实可靠的。
So that's why I believe that in the future I could trust Him.
亲爱的朋友
，Dear friends，
我们今天不是在这里，因为传教的人或者说这个教的好啊。
I do not say the good things about Christianity because I'm preaching here.
因为我是经历到的。
It's because I experienced it in my life.
我去分析过的。
That I have analyzed it.
我知道。
And I understand.
这个信仰可以站在任何的时代里面的。
That this faith could withstand all generations.
任何的学问不能够把这个信仰打垮的。
That no school of thoughts could destroy this faith.
今天你需要这个信仰。
Today you need this faith.
亲爱的朋友
Dear friends.
很简单的
It's very simple.
全能的上帝
That this all-powerful God.
不要你做什么事情
He doesn't want you to do anything.
他要你做一件事情
He only wants you to do one thing.
你信不信我跟你讲的话
Do you believe what the scripture said?
我是救主
That I'm the savior.
凡到我面前来的
That whoever come to me.
我赦免你的罪
That I forgive you for all
sins. 你心灵里面永远不再饥渴
That you will never hunger again in your spiritual life.
我要满足你心的需要。
That I will fulfill your spiritual need.
赦免一切的罪。
That I forgive all your sin.
改变你的生命。
And change your life.
今天你愿不愿意这样做
？Do you want to do this today?
很简单的。
It's very simple.
我愿意。我愿意。很简单，我愿意你说。
It's very simple. I'm willing.
当我上个礼拜在加拿大讲到的时候，有个犹太人来找我。
Last week, when I was up in Canada preaching, there was a Jew who came to me.
很聪明的犹太人，年轻人。
A very intelligent young Jew.
他说：“我要跟你讲话，你可不可以跟我讲
？”He said, "Can you talk to me?"
我说：“好，我们讲。
”I said, "Sure."
谈了45分钟。
So I've talked 45 minutes.
在房间里面。
In a room.
他说：“我认为耶稣是一个犹太人而已，我不认他是一个弥赛亚。
”He said that I believe that Jesus is only a Jew, but not the Messiah.
我说：“我们做实验一下，好不好？”
So I said, "Let's." Do an experiment.
他说我祷过好几次了。
That I've prayed. He said I've prayed many times.
没什么事情发生。
But there's nothing happened.
我说你这次有事情发生的。
I said this time there will be something happen.
你到耶稣面前来好了。
That you come to God
好不好
today. Is it good?
他说好，我试试看一下。
So he said, okay, I'll try it.
他说你把电话地址给我好不好
He said, would you give me your phone?
我说我可以给你
telephone number and address. And I said yes.
他说如果是试验不成功，我打电话找你的。
He said that if the experiment doesn't work, I'll call you up.
Okay, 我找个电话地址给他。
So I give him my phone and my address.
我说你可以 collect call 打电话给我 collect call.
And I said you could even give me a collect call.
我说好。
He said okay.
一直祷告。
So we prayed together.
当我们祷告的时候。
So when we prayed.
这个年轻人呢，上气不接下气，主啊。
That this young man,
he's hard breathing.
Has a very hard time breathing.
他说主啊。
He said Lord.
若是你是弥赛亚，上帝的儿子的话
，If you are the Messiah, the only Son of God,
请你到我心中来。
Would you please come into my heart?
赦免我的罪。
Forgive my sin.
祷告完之后
，After the prayer,
这个人跳起来了。
He jumped up.
抓住我的手。
called my hand.
Moses, thank you, thank you, thank you.
He said, Moses, thank you, thank you, thank you.
他说有事情发生了, something happened to me.
Something happened to me.
我不知道怎么解释啊。
I can't explain why.
我说好了，我们走了。
So I said, okay, let's leave.
他说我会写信给你的。 他会写信给我的。
He said, I'll write to you.
弟兄姐妹朋友们。
Brothers, sisters, and friends.
今天这位主是活在我们当中，活在这里的。
That Jesus is living among us today.
你愿意不愿意认识他？
Would you want? Are you willing to believe in him?
愿意不愿意经历他呢？
Would you? Are you willing to experience him?
今天这个夏令会是完全为着这一个缘故而开的。
That the reason that we have this retreat today is because of that.
让你我都在这个经历里面保守我们爱主的心。
That to give us this opportunity to believe in Christ.
我们去祷告。Let
us pray.
当我们低头的时候， 我想问你一个问题。
When we bow our head, I want to ask you a question.
我不知道你今天晚上对主的认识什么。
I don't know what your understanding of Christ is tonight.
你愿不愿意再进一步的说，若是他是基督的话，是永生上帝儿子的话？
Are you willing to say that, Christ, if you are the begotten Son of God,
我今天晚上接受你到我心中做我的救主。
That I'm willing to receive you into my heart and be my Savior tonight.
让你在我生命里面，
to let you in my life
做一点工作，
to work a certain accomplish what you will.
使我能够经历到你的赦罪的平安。
Enable me to experience your forgiveness of my sins.
今天晚上当我们低头的时候，
tonight as we bowed our head,
就是这么简单的行动，
it's this very simple action.
有没有人在我们当中？
Is there any person among us
愿意做这个决志，
wanted to commit his life to him?